I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and welcome to Module 5. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about astral travel into past lives. Have you heard of past lives? Do you believe in past lives? Do you believe that you've lived before? The idea with past life regression is that we have lived many times, and we will continue to live many times until we've worked out our karma, until we've learned all of the lessons that we need to learn, and until we have become enlightened and are ready to move on to the next realm of existence. Past life regression is based on the concept that we live over and over again. We're born, we live, we die, we go into the astral realms, and then we take on another body. We're born, we live, we die, we go back into the astral realms, and we take on another body, and so forth and so on. It's helpful when we talk about past lives to look at life as a linear experience, and therefore to look at time as a linear experience. Some people have proposed that time is overlapping, that all of our lives are being lived at once. If you want to look at the idea of many lives in this way, that's fine. But for me, the most straightforward way for my mind to process all of this information is to think of life as a long, uninterrupted line that stretches infinitely to the left and infinitely to the right, the left being the past, the right being the future. That's not to say that that's the way time actually occurs, but for me, it's easiest to conceptualize time in that fashion. The next module you're going to listen to is a past life regression module, combining all of the modern effects that our sound engineers are able to create to take you into a world to relax you and allow you to travel into your past lives. You're going to hear me talking and some relaxing sounds, music, for approximately a half an hour, just me talking about relaxation and so forth. And then, after a half hour, you're going to hear the programming being me taking you back into your past lives. Now, what happens many times is that people fall asleep when they're listening to the recording, and I want you to know that's okay. In fact, the program is very long, the recording, that is. It's a very long recording. It's over an hour long. And it's natural for you to fall asleep. But many people listen to it, and they'll send me an email saying, Steve, I heard you talking about relaxing and so forth, but I never heard the part where you talked about past life regression. In fact, I don't think it's on there. But it is. The way the recording is designed is to put you to sleep before you get to the part of the past life regression. But I want you to realize that you can consciously go into your past lives with astral projection. The reason I have the recording as part of this program is so that your subconscious mind will be trained to go into your past lives. So, don't expect to be awake for the experience. Don't expect to even remember the experience. It's okay. I invite you to listen to that recording every night for 1 week as you go to sleep. Just listen to it and let it put you to sleep. It's going to program your mind for positive change. In this case, the positive change means getting your mind accustomed to the idea of going into your past lives. That way, when you consciously astral project and you go into your past lives, it'll be a lot easier for you. Now, I've said 1 week. I want you to listen to it for a maximum of 3 weeks. I don't know what your schedule is, but if you're not planning on listening to anything else during those 3 weeks, then you can listen to it for a full 3 weeks. Now, as part of this program, you also get some bonuses that are also going to help you become good at astral projection. So, if you'd like, you can listen to each recording for 1 week as you go through this program so that you can get them all in, so you can get that programming as soon as possible. But if you want to progress more slowly through the program, then I'm inviting you to listen to those programming recordings for 3 full weeks each. You've got the next module, which is going to program you for past life regression, and you've got some bonus modules that are also going to program you. Now, I'm talking about hypnosis recordings. The modules in which I just talk, like this, you can listen to anytime, and you can move through them as quickly as you want to, as long as you're doing the exercises. But the hypnosis recordings are different. They're designed for you to listen to at night, to program you to have powers, to program you to accept that you have the ability to go into past lives, to program you to accept the ability that you can perform the advanced astral travel techniques that I'm teaching you. Because so many times with students, the difference between an average student and a great student is one who really believes that they can do the techniques. It's sort of like a runner preparing for a race. If the runner believes that he or she is going to run the race quickly, they're a lot more prepared than a runner who thinks, well, maybe I can run quickly, maybe I can't, I don't know, maybe I'm out of shape. So the hypnosis recordings are designed to jumpstart process, to give you the boost, to give you an advantage, to program you more deeply, to allow you to believe in yourself so that you can move forward. So listen to them each for 1 week minimum. But if time permits, or perhaps in the future, give them a full 3 weeks. Let that information really sink in. And the way you use the hypnosis recordings is at night. Listen to them as you're just about to go to sleep and let them put you to sleep. They'll keep playing. You can keep sleeping. They'll program you. And that's the way it should work. There are suggestions at the end of the recordings to fall into a gentle sleep and to wake up the next morning. So your safety is taken care of. You'll be fine. Just listen to them. Let them put you to sleep. It should be the last thing you listen to at night. So in the next module, that's what you have, a hypnosis session for past life regression. It's going to train your mind to be able to do it more easily. However, what I really want you to know in this program is how to do it consciously. So your subconscious mind is being trained to know how to do it. But let's work right now on the technique. How do you do it? How do you do a past life regression? Well, following my basic technique that you already learned for astral projection, you know what to do. You know all the steps. You raise your kundalini after you clear your chakras and you surround yourself with white light and so forth. You know all the techniques. You know all the steps for astral projection. But now I want you to know how to combine those with a past life regression. So anytime you go into a past life, you're going to treat it just like an astral projection experience. Because people have been doing past life regression for years. They've been going into their past lives and exploring them. I take people in hypnosis into their past lives. I did it for Danny Bonaducci on TV. Took him into a past life. It was very fascinating. I've taken many people into their past lives for over 20 years now, and it's fun and exciting and very interesting. But I want you to go beyond that. In this program, I want you to go beyond everyone and everything. I want you to go way beyond what you've ever learned before. So I'm going to teach you something that I really don't think you're going to find anywhere else, and that is past life regression in your astral body, getting into your astral body and going into the past. So either right now or at some point in the future, or if you're still struggling with astral projection, I want you to just imagine going through the steps because that will serve as practice for when you're actually ready to do it. Now, before we begin this, it's important for you to prime the pump, if you will. You need to make sure that you're able to create images in your mind. Realize that although we're using your astral body to visit your past life, the information actually comes from your subconscious mind. So it's important right now for you to prime the pump. In other words, to make sure that you're able to make images in your mind that make sense. So let's start with some images you already know. I want you to imagine yourself right now in a field, just standing in a field. And I want you to just take in the beauty of standing in that field. And I want you to notice some mountains off in the distance. That's right, and some clouds in the sky. Notice if there's anything growing in the field. Good. Take in all the detail you can. Look around in every direction. You're just imagining this now. You're not astral projecting to a field. You're just imagining it. Now I want you to imagine a man on a horse riding up to you. The man is on the horse. And I want you to imagine what the man looks like and what the horse looks like. That's right. Just pay attention to detail. Work on getting pictures in your mind. You're just imagining this. Imagine a man on a horse. What does he look like? What is he wearing? Are there any colors on his clothes? Is the horse wearing anything? Sometimes horses are decorated. Are there any colors on the horse? Is the man saying anything to you? This is just you using your imagination right now. Priming the pump. Getting used to seeing images in your mind. Good. Now I want you to let that go. If you need to revisit any of these exercises later and do them more slowly and thoroughly, that's fine. But for right now, I just want to teach you how to do them. Now I want you to imagine standing in the kitchen in your home, the kitchen where you live, and I want you to look down at your feet and notice what you're wearing. And I want you to look around and notice what the walls look like, and the ceiling. What does everything look like? Good. Take it all in. Notice the colors. Notice the details. Notice the floor in detail. You're just imagining this. In fact, you're remembering it. So you're combining your imagination and your memory to prime the pump to make sure that you can make images in your mind. Look all around. Notice anything that really stands out about your kitchen, the kitchen in your home. Okay, very good. Now I want you to let that go. Just let that image go. You can revisit this later if you want to. What I'm going to do now is play a series of musical pieces to you in descending chronological order, which means that the first one will have occurred recently. It will be a recent piece of music. The next one will be older. The next one will be older than that. And the next one will be older than that, and so on. With each piece, I just want you to listen. I'm going to play a short sample of it. I just want you to listen and get any impressions that come to you while you listen to it. Any impressions at all. I'm not going to guide you in any way. I'm not going to tell you what you should think or should feel. I just want you to listen to each piece and see what you come up with. The reason you're doing this exercise is, again, to prime the pump. And I want you to understand that concept of priming the pump. When a well has a pump at the top of it and it's not working, there's no water coming out, sometimes you have to put a little water in and then pump it, and then water starts flowing from the actual well. So that's what we're doing with this process, this series of techniques in this module. I'm having you imagine something that you've probably seen, a man on a horse, but imagine it in details. So your mind's being invited to create some detail. I then had you imagine yourself standing in your kitchen, again, remembering. I'm now having you listen to musical pieces because the concept of past life regression means that some of these musical pieces should sound familiar to you. If indeed your soul was in a body during the time at which that musical piece was popular, you would have heard this piece before. This piece will be familiar to you. Now it is possible that you've heard it in this lifetime, but I'm giving you so many pieces of music that unless you're a music major, there are probably several of them that you have not heard. But you may very well have heard them during the time that you lived. Or even if you have heard them in this lifetime, perhaps you also heard them during the time that you lived in a past lifetime. So let those impressions come to you. Those impressions are important. They can be keys to where you lived and in which time period you lived. And realize that you could have lived in several time periods due to reincarnating. So listen and just let impressions come to you. I'm going to play each piece and have a short pause between each piece. Getting older, I wonder if they've wished for anything where I heard it. Okay, so how was that? I'm wondering if the first piece happened during your actual lifetime this time. So I don't have the advantage of knowing how old you are. So the first musical piece could have very well happened within your lifetime this time. That's okay. But probably the second one you heard, and I would venture to say definitely the third one you heard, would not have occurred in this lifetime. They would have been pieces of music that were popular in previous lifetimes that perhaps you lived in. So the impressions you got are important. Remember them. Keep them in mind as we proceed through past life regression. But what I want you to do is rise out of your physical body, and I want you to imagine there's a train in front of you. You're going to be programmed with all of this in the hypnosis session, but you may not remember that. I want you to have a conscious template right now for how to do this, because I want you to do this consciously also. So in your astral body, rise out of your physical body and imagine getting onto a train. Now it's very important for you to realize that the train part is just imaginary. You're using that as a tool in your mind, because it's something that's going to make sense to your mind. Sort of like when you imagine sitting in an airplane it's something that makes sense to you. It's something you've done. So it's a way for your brain to have a template, if you will, for this process. So as you're out of your astral body, imagine sitting in a train. And in this train, you can sit facing one of two directions, either to the left, which is to the past, or to the right, which is the future. You can go into the future later on your own time, if you want to. I encourage you to, in fact. However, right now we're going to go into the past. So imagine sitting in the train, facing the direction of the past, and the train begins to move. Now at this point, what's actually happening is your astral body is not necessarily moving. In other words, it's not necessary for you to sit at the edge of your bed in your astral body and for your astral body to actually move forward as if the train's moving. Because what happens if you do that? You're just moving forward into your dining room, your living room, out into the street, into the neighbor's house, or wherever you would go if you continued to move forward. So I'm not interested in you doing that. What I am interested in you doing is sitting in that train, the train that you're just imagining, and allowing it to be a psychological catalyst for you moving into your past lives. And the way you do this is by just imagining sitting on that train and imagining moving forward faster and faster now, moving forward much more quickly. And I want you to imagine that up ahead is a tunnel. And in just a few moments, you're going to go through that tunnel. All right, now passing through the tunnel, and in just a few moments, coming out on the other side, you can see the light up ahead. You're just imagining this part. You're using this as a psychological catalyst to propel you into a past life. Moving out of the tunnel now, and as you do, you're going to find yourself at 15 years of age in a past life. Okay, very good. You are now 15 years of age in a past life. And as you come out of the other side of the tunnel, you are 15 years old in a past life. So you're in another time, another place, another life, another body. Now in reality, what's happening is you're just sitting stationary in your astral body. But I want you now, as we continue on with this past life regression in your astral body, to allow your astral body to shapeshift into your past life body. And realize this could be a different gender. You could also be a different color, a different height. Everything about you could be completely different. I want you to shapeshift into that now, into you in this past life. And I want you now to stand up with your astral body if you're not standing already. And I want you to look down. Use your astral vision to look down and look at your body and notice what you're wearing. Because you have shapeshifted, you're now wearing the clothing that you wore in that past life. Your entire astral body has shapeshifted into the physical representation of yourself in that past life, meaning that you now see clothes on yourself. So notice the footwear. Notice what you're wearing on your torso. Notice what you're wearing on your upper body. That's right. And beyond that, you've now put yourself into this past life. So we're done with the part that you used your imagination during. That part is over. Now, your astral body has actually shapeshifted into what you looked like in that past life. Now you have actually transported yourself into that past life. Using the imaginary representation of the train, you have taken yourself to that past life. So you are there now. And what you are experiencing is a combination of your subconscious mind's projection of what happened and the lingering energy from that past life. Since that past life did happen, the energy from it is still lingering. And so as you look around now, you realize that everything is transformed. Everything around you now relates to that past life. So you can look around and you can see where you lived. You can see what you were wearing. You can see what it looked like around you. You have used the train as a psychological catalyst to get yourself into the metaphysical state of being immersed in that past life. Your astral body has shapeshifted into the way you were in the past, and you have tapped into the lingering energy of that past life to recreate everything. It's important right now for you to focus on being in that past life. And as you practice this technique, you'll get better and better at it. The length of time during which you'll be able to remain in this past life will increase with practice. So if you begin to notice it fading, realize that the next time you do it, it will get better, and it will last longer, and you will have more control over it. But just like with anything, you're learning how to do this. But focus on being in that past life right now. let go of your idea of who you are and where you live and so forth in your current life and focus on that past life. Feel it happening. Feel how it feels to be there at age 15 in your past life. And I want you to notice if you're outside or inside. Your subconscious mind knows. I want you to perceive everything you can about where you are. Are you in the desert? Are you in a forest? Are there mountains around you? Are you close to the ocean? Are you near a city? Notice everything. Are there any windows or doors? Is it daytime or nighttime? Remember, you've moved into a past life. It's no longer the time that it was when you left your current life. All right, the impressions are coming very quickly now. I want you to notice if you're female or male. Your subconscious mind knows. Now I'm going to introduce you to something even more interesting. I'm going to introduce you to the technique of stepping outside of yourself. This is the only time that I recommend doing this technique, when you're interested in looking at yourself in a past life. The reason I don't recommend doing this on a regular basis is that you leave residual energy behind when you do this. You leave residual energy of yourself behind. But right now, very briefly, I want you to step outside of the shape-shifted version of yourself. In other words, feel a duplicate of your astral body pulling out of your shape-shifted astral body so that you can get a look at yourself in that past life. This is a very easy process. Just pull your astral body out of your shape-shifted astral body and look at yourself. Get a good look at yourself. Take it all in. You can move around yourself if you want. But now I want you to move back into the shape-shifted version of your astral body. And again, the reason you do this quickly is to avoid leaving too much residual energy behind. Because any time you duplicate your astral body and then you go back into your astral body, you leave energy behind. Energy that is you, you leave behind in the universe. It's important not to do this very often because you want to have your energy with you. So relax about potential negative consequences. Nothing's going to happen negatively as a result. It's more of an environmental concern. Leaving stray energy around is considered in the astral world to be similar to polluting. So this technique that you've just learned, use it wisely and use it very infrequently. Realize that potentially, however, you can duplicate as many astral bodies as you want, but I think you're going to find that it's generally not necessary, because you're only going to perceive reality from the current astral body that you're in. In other words, you just stepped outside of your astral body with a duplicate of your astral body, yet you are only able to perceive reality from the duplicate. It's not as if you're able to perceive reality from two points of view, from your original astral body and the duplicate. So there really is no advantage to duplicating astral bodies, other than taking a look at yourself, seeing what your astral body looks like. And in this case, since you've shape-shifted into the appearance of your past physical body, including clothing, it's very interesting. But now you're back as one astral body. And by the way, an important point here, which is, know your astral body does not have clothing. However, energy from your past life brings with it the encoding for what you used to wear. Shoes, hats, shirts, whatever it is you used to wear. Your astral body shapeshifts into the fully encoded version of you in that past life, meaning how you identified yourself. Most people identify themselves with clothing. If you saw yourself without clothing, that just means that you did not identify yourself with your clothing in your past life. So now we're interested in the country that you find yourself in your past life regression. Remember that what's actually happened is that your astral body has remained stationary, probably still in your bedroom or wherever you were astral projecting. It has shape-shifted in the way that your body looked, probably with clothing, in your past life. And due to the residual energy of that past life, you're able to see manifestations of people and things around you. So when I say that I want you to remember the country, realize that you have not traveled to that country, unless, of course, you're in the same country that you were in a past life. But what I want you to tune into right now is where your past life occurred, which country. So let the name of the country come to you. Let the first letter of the name of the country come to you now. Good. Now let the second letter come to you. Very good. Now the third letter. Very good. Now the fourth letter. Good. Now the fifth letter. Very good. Now continue doing this until you have all the letters of the name of the country. Very good. You should now have the name of the country that your past life happened in. Now I want you to allow your body, your astral body that is, to shapeshift into the older version of you and to move yourself forward in time to a time later in that life, a time that you strongly identify with. In other words, a time in that life when you were doing whatever it is that defined your life. Your astral body is going to shapeshift to show the changing time, the change in your body, the change in the clothes you wear, and the manifestations around you are going to change also to reflect the energy of the manifestations at a later time, further along in that past life. Do this now, and as you think it, it happens. You are now later in that past life, perhaps years later or months later or decades later. At this time that you now find yourself in that past life, you are able to identify who you were and what your position was in society. So take a look around and notice what is going on. Get a good sense of who you were and what your position was. Very good. Now just take it all in as I'm talking. Find out who you were, what you did, how you fit into society. And realize that you can do this again much more slowly, at your leisure, anytime you want. But for right now, we're going to keep moving forward because I want you to learn how to do this technique. Your astral body is going to shapeshift again in a moment into the form that it was in on the last day of your life in this past life we are examining. So let it do that now, and as it does, the energy around you transforms everything you see into the way it looked on the last day of your past life. And you're going to observe how you passed away, how you crossed over into spirit. So I want you to release any pain or any emotion related to this event, and just observe it. As objectively as possible, see who you were and how you died. As I am silent, I want you to go through your death and perceive yourself crossing over into spirit. Realize that you are safe. Your physical body will remain alive. You are simply observing by using the lingering energy from this past life. You are observing the events that took place in the past. But as I am silent now, observe how you passed over into spirit, how your life ended in that past life. Do this now as I am silent. You to return to the present, meaning that your body, your astral body, is going to shapeshift into your astral body. When it does, you will notice that you are no longer wearing clothing. That is fine. That is the nature of your astral body. Allow this to happen now. All of the images of the past life disappear as you move into the present. Good. And now, if you're still in your astral body, or if you're in your physical body. Either way, I'd like to discuss the events with you. The next time you have an opportunity, I'd like you to write down everything you observed. Memories can tend to fade so quickly if we don't capture them. I want you to keep all of these memories in mind until you're able to write them down. I want you to write them down as soon as possible. If you want to pause this recording now and do it right now, that's fine. But what you saw was a manifestation from your past life. Now, there's no need to worry about bringing anything with you. The residual energy that you're able to tap into, the energy that allowed you to see things from your past life, was already there. It's part of the universe. It's not anything that you energized or caused to be more powerful, or anything that you brought back with you. It's just something you observed. Any residual energy you left behind by stepping outside of your astral body, by duplicating your astral body, is also of no concern. This will not cause any negative effects. Most astral travelers do eventually duplicate their astral bodies from time to time. It's okay. As long as you don't do it too often, no entity is ever going to bother you about that, nor will there be any negative consequences for the residual energy you left behind. So my point is to let go of any concerns you have about anything that you have caused by examining your past life. You've not caused anything. Everything is fine. But what you have done is gain some insight into your past life. And I encourage you to do this over and over, gaining more and more information about your past life, and also to explore other past lives. The way you do that is by continuing on your train through 2 tunnels, or 3, or 4, or 500, as many tunnels as you want. Go back as far as you want. Also, if you're feeling particularly adventurous, you can explore the future. Of course, always be careful when exploring the future. Anything you learn is, of course, privileged information and should not be used to gain an unfair advantage in any way. But let's talk for a moment about karma. Sometimes, through our actions in this life and past lives, we take on karma. Karma is nothing more than the universe's balancing system. If you hurt someone, then something negative will happen to you. If you do something wonderful for someone, then something wonderful will happen for you. It's simply the law of attraction. What you put out into the universe, you will eventually get back. So I want you to realize that in doing past life regression in your astral body, you have the advantage of working out your karma. And here's how that works. Let's say, for example, that you go to a past life and you find that you hurt someone in some way. And let's say that you've suspected for a long time that there's something going on in your life that's the result of something negative that you did to someone in a past life. Perhaps some price you're paying, some burden you have, some situation that seems unjust or unfair. So you suspect that it's the result of something you did in a past life. And then let's say in our example that you observe what you did in the past life and you put all the pieces together. You realize that that situation, that thing that you did to someone, is resulting in some payback in this life, you having to pay a karmic debt. Well, I want you to realize there's a way to release your karmic debt so that you don't have to pay it back. When you're shortcutting karmic payback like this, it's important to realize that you're not going to get out of it quite that easy. You're going to have to, first of all, identify what happened. Second of all, feel genuinely remorseful for it. Not just pretend to be remorseful, but actually feel remorseful for what you did. Third, you're going to have to promise yourself and the universe that you will never do it again. Fourth, you're going to have to work out some other way of paying it back. Perhaps volunteer work, perhaps assisting the group that you hurt, or the type of person that you hurt. Understandably, it's going to be difficult to help the exact person that you hurt if you don't know where they are in this current lifetime. But if it was a type of person, then you can help that type of person. For example, if it was a female, or if it was a person of a particular race, or a person of a particular religion, you realize that you can benefit that group of people in this lifetime. So realize that those are the steps if you want to shortcut your karmic payback. Karma can take a while to pay back, especially if you continue to make the offense. If you did something in a past life and you continue to do it in this life, realize your karma may never be paid off. If you continue to do it, you continue to accrue a karmic debt. So it's important to stop and to promise yourself and the universe that you're not going to do it again. But before that, you really need to feel remorseful about it. If you don't feel remorseful about it, then perhaps you're not ready to release it yet. And that's fine. The universe has a way to balance that out for you over time by allowing you to pay it back the usual way. However, if you want to save yourself some time and get past this karmic debt and get on with living a more fulfilling life, then the steps I've outlined will be very beneficial to you. So I want you to realize that there are many ways that you can benefit by astrally going into a past life. Generally, when a past life regression happens, it's due to hypnotherapy. As a hypnotherapist, I've put people into trances many times and brought them back to past lives. But you will be able to do it through the training you have in this module and through the programming you have in the hypnosis module. You will be programmed subconsciously to do it, and you will know how to do it while fully conscious. Plus, you will be doing what very few people know how to do, which is going back into a past life in your astral body. Past life regression goes hand in hand with reincarnation. The concept of past life regression has evoked a variety of reactions from the Western world because it's not exactly something that's commonplace for those of us who live in the West to embrace. I've heard it condemned many times, the concept of reincarnation. These are reactions, of course, based on fear, reactions to something that's not familiar and something that's misunderstood. It's interesting, though, that even though the public reputation for reincarnation may still not be where it should be, the public's reaction doesn't really reflect what people privately believe. Privately, speaking with people, I found that the majority of people do embrace some model of reincarnation or a belief in past lives, which implies reincarnation. In fact, I recently read a survey that said that almost one-third of Americans believe in reincarnation. So there's really nothing to fear from the concept of reincarnation and past lives. In fact, when we look at this on a global level, approximately half of the population of the world believes in reincarnation. And there's a good reason for that. There's a great sense of calm and peace that comes from knowing that deep within us, we will always go on. We will always live. We will always exist. That we're much more than just our current physical bodies. And that we have numerous opportunities in this human existence to learn what we came here to learn, the various lessons. So for many people, the concept of reincarnation and past lives just makes sense. It's a logical model. When we're talking about reincarnation, the idea of karma also comes up. Now, typically in the West, that word is interpreted as predestination. That's that everything's set in stone at birth, and we have no choice in the matter. But in reality, that's not what karma is. Karma is just the concept of what you put out, you get back. So it refers to the continuity of our experience, the fact that we will get back what we put out. If we do something positive now, we'll get something positive back. In fact, we'll get it back many times. If we do something negative and put negativity out there, we'll get that back many times over. For example, if we spend one of our lifetimes with a negative attitude and negative actions, and let's say we're putting down a particular type of person, well, when we come back, we may get the opportunity to experience that from the other end, to see what it's like to be on the receiving end of that negativity. So karma can have a direct influence on the situations that we may or may not have to face in this lifetime. It may be due to whether or not we have a lesson to learn. Realize that in every moment, no matter what religious model you embrace, in every moment, you have the opportunity to choose. And you can choose based on love and a connection to all living beings, or based on fear and negativity. If you choose to make decisions based on fear and negativity, well, you're going to have opportunities to learn the lesson again, to take corrective actions. That's what karma is all about. So rather than thinking of it as a system of punishment, think of it as a system of balancing, the balancing of the universe. It's very interesting when you consider the fact that you don't have to believe in reincarnation or karma in order for it to be part of your life, or in order for it to work for you. So I leave it up to you to decide what you believe. If you believe in past lives, reincarnation, karma, and so forth. I personally do. I embrace that model. It works. The evidence that I've seen points to it working. points to it being real. Certainly my experiences in astral projection have led me to believe that. Talking with other souls, talking with entities, getting the big picture. But I leave that up to you. And I want you to know that no matter how you believe in reincarnation, karma, past lives, and so forth, it's not going to negatively affect your astral projection experience. I want you to realize one fascinating fact about past lives and reincarnation, and that is that many of the emotional challenges that you may be facing and many of the hang-ups that you may have may be due to past lives, and this can be affecting your relationships, your health, your job, your financial status. It can be affecting a lot of what you do and who you are and how things are working or not working for you. I've had the opportunity to work on camera in the field of past life regression. I remember hypnotizing Danny Bonaducci to go back into his past lives. And during this, he became very emotional. It was a wonderful experience. He's a great hypnotic subject. You wouldn't think so to initially interact with him, but he is a very wonderful hypnotic subject and a very intelligent person, something else you may not initially gather by hearing about him and so forth. But Danny Bonaducci is a highly intelligent person, and very intelligent people are often easy to hypnotize because their minds are so open already. It's as if they're an alpha all the time, a hypnotic state, drawing that creativity from the astral world and being very tuned in to a deeper level rather than a normal level of awakening consciousness. So in working with Danny, it was fascinating to go back into the past. We were able to go back into the 1950s when he was in a past life, and he was not as wealthy as he is in this lifetime. Another thing you might not initially gather from Danny is that he is, in fact, fairly wealthy in this lifetime. He has had tremendous success. But in this past life, that was not the case. So we worked on the details of this, and interestingly enough, we found that his past life was affecting this life. The challenges that he had in the past life were affecting this life. Let me say that again. The challenges that he was having in a past life were affecting this life. But that's not unusual. That's common for people to have challenges from a past life that affect this life. In fact, I would suggest that most of the challenges that you have, which are unaccounted for, are from a past life. Most of the things that you bring with you into this lifetime are remnants from a past life. Think about it like this. Think about it as going from place to place to place. You can move to a new place, but you still bring with yourself the accent from the other place. Have you ever moved somewhere or visited somewhere and the people say, "Wow, you have a strange accent." And you think to yourself, "No, I don't. You do." Well, the reason all that happens, of course, is because you're talking like the people talk where you are from. And now the new people you're associating with talk like they talk. And the two of you sound funny to each other because you bring remnants with you. So we as humans, as souls, we don't just change when we go into a new life. We bring with us who we are and who we've been all along. And if you spend a lifetime moving around from country to country, you're going to pick up certain attitudes, certain accents on certain words, certain concepts, certain cultural ideas in general. You're going to bring all of that with you so that by the time you finish traveling in your lifetime from country to country, you will be an accumulation of all of those countries. You will have remnants from all of those countries as part of your personality, as part of who you are. Well, that's the way past lives work. We bring with us a little bit of who we become in each lifetime. It's still us, just like if we move to a different country, it'd still be us, but we bring with us something from the past. So they say your past is always going to catch up with you. Well, it is, but not necessarily in a bad way. You bring with you that essence of you and you build on it. Isn't that a wonderful concept? Rather than starting fresh every time, starting from scratch with absolutely nothing and no personality at all, you bring something with you. Have you ever noticed babies have a personality already? Now, how does that make any sense if not for reincarnation? How could a baby have a personality? We could argue that it's genetic, but what about two babies from the same parents having different personalities? How is that possible? What about three or four, all having distinct personalities? They're from the same parents. It was the same combination of genes that got together and created each of them, yet they're distinct. Parents notice this. they notice their children having distinct personalities early on, even if they're having the same experiences in life. They had distinct personalities because we bring with us something from the other countries, if you will, something from the other lives. And this adds to the ongoing character building that we are experiencing. We are building character. We are building ourselves. We are evolving. And so when a baby shows up, it's not just a baby, fresh and clean slate. It's a being who's been around for a while, who has shown up to this new country to learn new experiences, to say, hey, what's the culture like here? What can I learn from you folks? What can I take with me to the next country, to my next lifetime? So that's the essence of reincarnation. And as we go through these various lifetimes, we also bring with us some lessons. Sometimes we learn the lessons, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we get it the first time around, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have to repeat a grade, if you will. Life will cause us to repeat grades over and over until we get them right. With the universe, there's a balancing that happens in which everything is accounted for. So you may think that you're getting away with something, but if it's part of a lesson that you have to learn, and what you're really doing is avoiding that lesson, then that lesson's going to come back. And that's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a matter of balancing. The universe wants everything to be balanced. And your oversoul, your over-self, your higher self, that higher part of you that wants you to learn things, is going to make sure of it. Part of making sure is karma, making sure you're getting the lesson that you need. So that's how everything ties together. I encourage you to study past lives more, because through studying your past lives, you can find out a lot about who you really are. And I would say who you were, but when you think about it, it's who you really are. If you move countries, it's not as if you were a different person there. You may have acted differently in the other country, and now you act a new way, but it's still you. Just like in a past life, that's still you. So you can learn more about you, who you are. And what you're going to find is that this can free you from a lot of emotional hang-ups. I had the honor of working with another wonderful person who is a client and friend of mine. Sandra Ray is one of the co-founders of the rebirthing movement, in which you go back to the time that you were born and you relive the experience, the original trauma of coming into this world. That's what the theory is based on, the theory of rebirthing. So by doing this, you can release a lot of the negative energy that was felt during that time. Now, I'm not a rebirthing practitioner, but having talked to Sandra Ray many times, this is my understanding of rebirthing. So Sandra Ray worked with me on rebirthing, teaching me the essence of it and doing sessions with me in rebirthing, which were fascinating, by the way. But I had the honor of working with her as well, with hypnotherapy and taking her back to past lives. And in one of her past lives that I took her back to, she was in a situation which was very disturbing to her. She was being mistreated. And because of this, in a past life, she realized why she had certain animosity toward certain people in her current lifetime. These people actually were present in her past lifetime, and they reincarnated with her in this current lifetime and were here again. And although they had no memory of what they had done, she was remembering at a subconscious level what they had done and was holding it against them. By remembering what had happened and by realizing it was a thing of the past and by going through a procedure that I went through with her to release that, she was able to let it go. So when you think about sometimes holding grudges against people or not liking them or not getting along with them and not really knowing why, you may want to start looking at past lives as a possibility. And through astral projection, you can explore your past lives and you can gain insight. So I want you to realize just how versatile the concept of past lives is and how it can free you. You don't have to be famous for it to work well for you or for you to have a significant challenge to work on. Everyone has something they can work on from a past life. So you're going to have the skills now, thanks to this program, to analyze your past lives and to work with yourself. And you can also share this with others and show them how to do it. Because my goal is to help you live as streamlined of an existence as possible. When you think about the power that you're going to gain by the skills that you're going to have from astral projection, especially the advanced skills you're getting in this program, you're going to have the ability, if you use it, to really streamline your life. to really cut through a lot of the stuff that you were going through before and to get to the heart of things and to move beyond it. You can actually accelerate your soul's evolution by putting many of the concepts that I'm teaching you into practice in your life. So I encourage you to keep moving forward, to keep striving, learning more, moving higher and higher, because that's what you're here for. And through astral projection, through past life regression, through every other skill that you'll learn in this program, and every other skill that you can learn at a spiritual seminar or any other program, you can actually accelerate your soul's growth. So keep learning, keep striving, keep moving forward. So enjoy your new ability to astral project and to put yourself into a past life of your choice. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have outstanding astral journeys.